Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, guys, welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hours. This is Rob Pitts, your automotive host with the most. And of course, in the studio, as always, we have our Hot Rod and Happy couple, Smitty and Breezy.
Hey, y'all.
What up, y'all?
And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst slash numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
What is going on, Seneca, South Carolina, home of Corvettes of Kiwi?
Corvettes of Kiwi, that was a great event.
Yeah, I hate that I had to build golf carts and miss it.
I'm telling you, you missed out on a good time. I mean, like Mother Nature said, hey, I'm going to rain. And then she realized it involved Corvettes. And you know what she did? She didn't rain.
It didn't rain all day, did it?
It rained a little bit coming back.
Well, man. But. Imagine all them white New Balances in rain. I mean, that's going to be a bad deal.
It's going to be $29.98 for everyone.
Somebody, there's going to be a run on New Balances at the Belks.
I mean, imagine how chafed you're going to get with wet jean shorts.
Don't they just call it the Belk?
The Belk.
The Belk, yeah.
There's the same people that call Bilos.
Bilos, yeah.
The Walmarts.
The Walmarts.
Marks. I did not know it had a K in it.
Yes. Uh-uh.
I don't know. But anyway, we had a great time. A lot of great Corvettes. A lot of just good stuff, period. I always love hanging out with Barry and the boys of Vet City at Corvettes of Kiwi. We'll be back there in October.
Yoga on the dock.
Yoga. Yes, there was people. Get a load of this, man.
Yoga?
Yoga.
I'm interested.
Yeah, it was awesome.
They're playing yoga on the FCC, Professor.
I'm just
they're playing yoga.
I'm really into fitness.
They're playing yoga. No, they're playing.
I was about to say I'm loving walking. The fact that you're calling it playing.
I don't understand. I don't know what you do. They're acting. I don't know. They're yoga-ing. They're yoga-ing.
It's kind of like Pokemon.
Yeah, or whatever, on the dock. And, like, I saw them doing it, and at first I thought, like, somebody fell down on the dock. Then I looked, and there was, like, 12 of them doing it. And I'm like, they all fell down on the dock. And then I see them, like, stick their butt up in the air, and I'm like, something ain't right here. I was raised in a Baptist church, and I don't understand this. And I was texting my grandma, and then somebody told me it was yoga.
Yeah, that is awesome.
It was awesome.
So it's, like, oh, right there on the water.
Of course, God bless those ladies for staying fit.
I was about to say, how did you keep Richard in the trailer?
I'm surprised he wasn't over there instructing it. And now we're doing down Freaking Dog.
I offered.
Look, you need to keep your services and other things to yourself, Richard, okay? Listen, Professor, we don't need to be run off from Corvette shows because you like to practice yoga. So we're out hanging at beautiful Lake Hewitt. We got this gorgeous lake. Right there, Corvettes everywhere. Richard licking the side of the event trailer, trying to claw his way out so he can go down, run down to the dock. I've never seen a man trying to get down to the lake so bad in his life.
I'm afraid of water.
You want me to? I mean, like Richard's like every excuse. Like every time you turn around, Richard's like, "You need me to run down your truck? You want anything to drink? You thirsty?
I am Aquaman."
Like we'd lose. Where's he at? He's walking towards the dock. You had to call him back. Like, I felt like the daddy.
Yeah.
Richard, get up here.
You're going to throw a logging chain in the event trailer.
Boy, it's like a dog chasing a car. He wouldn't know what to do if he called it. But a great time, like I said, at Corvettes Kiwi. Always a good time, especially when they're yoga-ing. Yoga, whatever they were doing.
I think
artistic stretching.
It is. It's very artistic stretching. Yeah, that one of them things. Pretty sure it's devil worship. I don't know.
It's of the devil.
It is. I'm telling you. If you went to church, you wouldn't see that. I'm just throwing that out there.
I know. That's why I go to Lake Kiwi.
Anyway.
Richard's like, I'm looking for a specific type of woman. that knows how to do the yoga.
I'm going to tell you like my dad told me a long time ago, son. Somebody that flexible is going to hurt you. Okay?
In a good way.
Maybe not in a good way.
Oh, my ACL.
Yeah, exactly. I can see. I mean, like Richard, like, getting up out of a chair now is like, Could you? These girls are like bending their head, their legs behind their head, the backwards way.
The backwards way.
Okay? That's not even natural at this point. And, I mean, I'll be honest with you, Stretch Armstrong couldn't do some of the moves these people were doing. And the professor's like, I can run with that.
Well, and just like that. Breezy has signed up for yoga classes. Yoga. You're going to learn to play the yoga.
We're going to teach you to play the yoga.
We'll get you the cards and everything.
No, that's some tarot cards. Those are the devil.
Yes. Bad.
Bad.
Don't use those.
Don't do it. What's that? That wedgie board?
Wedgie board?
Them too. Yeah.
Wedgie board's also bad.
Oh, man.
It's that board just a little too flat.
So speaking of the reason why Richard was trying to hassle the yoga people, it's summertime. People are getting outside.
Yeah, beautiful.
The weather's gorgeous. Sun's shining. Pollen's out. And everybody's tongling. But you know what I'm saying? Like, pollen's out. And I mean, it's summertime. This is convertible time.
You sounded like Pee Wee Gaskins when you said that. I'm sorry. Resume.
But you know what I mean? It's convertible weather time.
Yeah, it is, man. It's perfect. So, it's not even super hot yet.
And the thing that's... It's funny. I said the same thing about your ex-girlfriend. My bad.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I couldn't resist. I'm sorry.
You just got a sunburn.
That's what you get. But that's another thing you get in a convertible, too. You get a sunburn. There's nothing worse than a convertible top sunburn. Like the top of your head is burnt.
Ugh.
Man.
You got to prepare.
I'm scared of convertibles.
You scared of convertibles?
Yeah.
I'm terrified of them. I can't get them in my hair. Mm-mm.
Well,
done and over with by the end of it. Nope.
See, what you do is you wrap your hair up in a thing.
I know. I need to get with like one of the old Hollywood stars.
Exactly.
And then put the big glasses on.
And a big floppy hat.
Yes. I say I could do that.
And then wear a beekeeper suit and you're totally okay.
Yes. I don't know what we're going to do with Smitty's hair, though.
We had to get him one of them handkerchiefs. And
I got a mini trucking hat.
I got a hat.
That's good enough.
Yeah. Do the same thing.
Put your hair up in a ponytail and just...
I got a mini trucking hat. I got a Twisted Intentions hat. I got another mini trucking hat. And I got another mini trucking scene hat. And I got a mini trucking union hat. So my hair is good.
Let me ask you, do you have a mini trucking hat?
I have multiple colors.
Do you wear a hat in a convertible?
I generally don't wear hats.
You know, heck, I'm not really. Sometimes I am through the week, maybe, you know, like if I'm in the shop or something. But I don't know. I kind of like to...
If I'm like detailing a car or something, I'll wear one just for practical reasons.
I like to let my mane flow.
Yeah, you know.
I got one on
those
constantly.
Gorgeous blonde locks.
What else?
I got one on constantly.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that's why you're getting that cul-de-sac there,
that's
too.
The way my hair naturally grows.
Yeah, that's what everybody says when their hair does that.
No.
Ain't nobody's hairline nobody's hairline started out that way.
My mama's hair grew the same way.
Your mama's balding. I'm just going to wait and tell you right now. Your mama's hairline didn't start out shaped like a U. I'm just throwing that out there.
It might be pushing a little far back, but...
It's woken.
I still got pretty hair. I got that good hair.
Just because it's long in the back don't mean it's growing in the front. I'm just throwing that out there.
Hater.
I'll risk my case.
I've always been jealous of people with the straight hairlines, man. Always.
I'm telling you. Just some good genes, you know. We got it.
Look, I reckon.
I don't know. But anyway, so, I mean, convertibles are a good subject to talk about because this is the thing I think about. Like, I got hooked on this page on Instagram. It's called Cool Craigslist Finds. And, like, they're always finding this random stuff. Hmm. And you've got these convertibles on there. They're like, I didn't even know they made a convertible of it.
Really?
And it's just like random cars. And they have certain days they do it. And then it got me thinking, I'm like, man, we don't ever talk about convertibles.
Uh-uh.
So I think that'd be a good one. The good ones, the bad ones, the cheap ones, the expensive ones, and convertible problems. And we all got a convertible story. We've got lots of convertible stories.
I got one.
Everybody's got a convertible story, guys. But I'll tell you what, we got to take a commercial break first. Stay tuned. You're listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hours. This is Rob Pitts, of course, in the studio as always. We have Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Happy couple.
Hey, hey, hey. My bad. Go on, say her name. See,
red light.
You know, usually the professor has a little problem with this. Like you know, like.
I'm sorry. I was a little premature.
It's.
Hey.
I didn't want to discuss this problem, but since we are, Richard. Hey.
Wow.
He is so red. I'm so wish you guys could see it. It's cute. Oh. It's cute. He's red like an apple. So. We have Hot Rods and Happy Hours, financial analyst / numbers guru. I can't do it. I want to. So bad, but I want to. Richard Hoskins.
What is happening down in Miami, Florida?
You know what I was thinking about? Where's Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel?
All right.
/ all real cool car guy.
Patrick.
Coming and laid out on us. I'm telling you, it's hard to find good help nowadays.
It's hard.
It's hard, I'm telling you. But you know what? We ain't worried about, like, hardware right now. We're talking about convertibles.
That's it.
And now, you know, so we were talking on break. Like, where did convertibles come from? Technically, all cars were convertibles back in the day because they started as carriages.
Yeah. Right.
Your first cars weren't even cars. They were horseless carriages.
With an engine.
Yeah. I mean, it's, well, obviously, a horseless carriage is kind of worthless without it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just stating the obvious there, Professor. But, So, and that was the big thing. And then they started making enclosed carriages.
Which was the big thing when they started doing that. Like, wow, how revolutionary.
Exactly. And then people were like, well, I kind of miss my drop-top carriage. My horseless carriage. You know what I'm saying?
Cruising the strip in your horseless carriage.
Could you imagine? All right, I've got one for you. Could you imagine?
What's up?
All right, so imagine, like, we're in the 1800s. Yep. And you're riding through town, dirt roads. And, like, you see, like, this good-looking pioneer chick, and you're riding through on your carriage with a horse.
Yeah.
And you come pulling up, you're like, and he stops, and you pull over, like, hey, girl, what's up?
Girl, what's her name, you know?
Then how about, like, if your horse farts? That's going to kill your mood.
Well, back in the 1800s, I'm pretty sure that horse fart smelled the same as her breath, so I'm pretty sure it didn't really matter.
Hey, girl.
When's the last time you bathed?
That's a bathhouse.
She probably took a bath in the horse trough.
Damn, yeah, they did that.
I mean, it's legit. I mean, I can see it. I guess. Could you imagine though? Could you imagine? I mean, could you imagine cruising? It's not bumper to bumper. It's nose to tail,
nose to butt,
nose to butt. I mean, it's probably a smelly place, so you got to think about it.
Oh, it had to smell horrible. That's probably why they invented the top.
I wonder if they had cool water back then.
Nah.
No, they had eucalyptus and mint.
Oh man,
I'm telling you, we're lucky. Like, imagine cruising back in the day, we drop our top, look at verbal, come riding up. Imagine come pulling up in your horseless carriage, you drop the top on that bad boy.
Yeah, they didn't have tops.
Yeah, you got a horse over there, like, biting you on the neck or something, you know? Well, hey, buddy, quit tailgating me.
Get off me, horse. I'm trying to pick up a girl.
It would have a bumper sticker. It would be painted by hand on the back. If you could read this.
And berry sauce.
I'm the proud parent of a kid that graduated to third grade. I mean, you know what I mean? That'd be a wild time. But anyway, so we went from horseless carriages to carriages with tops to now they're missing the no top. And that was the birth of the convertible.
That's right. It's a feeling of youth and just, you know, free spirit. Americana.
I think it's just the rush of oxygen.
Yeah, I
to
agree.
The brain.
Yeah, and I think people are probably, you know, cruising Route 66 thinking, man, I wish I could put the top down. And, you know, companies were very progressive then, and someone probably said, I got an idea.
Hey, you know what? Let's take this car that's so dangerous, and let's make it even more, let's take the top off of it. And then we'll invent Jeeps, and we'll take the doors off of those.
At least these are full-frame cars. It wasn't quite as detrimental to the integrity.
You still felt, it's kind of like a glass of water with no top on it. You could still fall out.
Yeah, but I mean, you're going 8 miles an hour back then. How bad could it really hurt?
In the 50s, we were going a hell of a lot faster than 8.
Oh, we don't fast forward to the 50s.
Well, we're in the 30s. I mean,
and Josh is still back in horse and carriage days.
Yeah, I'm still wondering about the cold water.
We got numerous horse. We got numerous horsepower, you know, in the 30s and 40s.
Man, that's when we really started caring about speed also, which is a great combination. Cut the roof off and make it fast.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's America.
Hey, we could put some seatbelts in there, but it kind of makes it look dangerous, so we're going to leave them out.
Yeah,
but
it's going to make fun of you if you wear it.
Yeah, really. Sissy.
Oh, the good old days.
It's like the 57 I got. It doesn't have seatbelts. And I'm like, that's a man's car right that's there. It don't need seatbelts as I fly through the windshield. I'll be saying that.
Seatbelt!
You fly through the non-safety glass windshield.
You know what?
So, in other words, Aiden's not riding with you this time.
Listen.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Listen, it's okay. See, this is always that parent thing comes in. You know what I mean? Like, oh my goodness, he's not riding with us because he's so dangerous. You know what? That's what's wrong with the world today. They wrap everybody in bubble wrap and tell them it's going to be okay. It ain't going to be okay.
No.
And I want to tell you something else. You know what? That kid had the time of his life. He's probably going to tell his kids about that time his crazy Uncle Rob almost killed him in a 65 Malibu SS.
The Malibu.
Yeah, Aiden handled it a whole lot better than I did.
Yeah, Breezy was crying. I'm laughing. And Aiden's probably like, y'all can't see this. But
do it again!
Does that car have seatbelts?
No.
I don't think it mattered that day.
Well, it did, but I tucked them in because they looked stupid.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've ridden it a couple times. I never wore one, I know.
I wouldn't put a seatbelt on. This is a classic car. These things are safe, you big dummy.
Might have to steal.
When cars were metal.
That's right.
Whole car is a crumple zone.
No, you're the crumple zone, you know? But that was the thing, you know? I mean, it's that false sense of security, and that's what I like in my vehicles, you know?
False sense of security.
Yeah, you know? But,
well, you got to think, too, back then, nobody knew any better.
Well, I think it was about as safe as Detroit tap water.
Yeah, they had a padded dash back then. That was safety. That way, when you slam into it,
that quarter inch of foam.
It's got some foam on it.
With some good thick vinyl.
Yeah, it just caused brain damage, but no busted skulls. That's none.
So just bruising of the brain.
Just bruising, maybe a flat spot right there, but you're not cracking the melon. That's all that matters. You're not bleeding all over your pretty vinyl upholstery.
That's right. That's right. You die intact.
Exactly. You make a good looking corpse. All right. They can shape you up, color you up, and you're all right.
Just
okay.
Take the rubber hammer and.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, you might do a little body work to the cranium, but other than that, you're good to go. They might have to Earl Shab you, but other than that,
Earl Shire.
You know what I'm saying? But we're so, I'm telling you, I mean, this is the thing that's fun about commercials, because there's a little bit of danger still there.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting. It's kind of like those trampolines that got the walls in them now. Why?
Yeah, you can't fall off of those.
I'm telling you, how can you break your neck in that thing? It's nuts. Guys, stay tuned. We're talking about convertibles this week on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts. Of course, in the studio, as always, we got our Hot Rod and Happy couple, Smitty and Breezy.
So I get to say what up this time?
I have my mouth covered. We're good.
Are y'all done there?
Yeah, we're good.
And then we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours, financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
What's shaking with all our hot rodding buddies up in Buffalo, New York?
Buffalo.
Yeah, I think they have like half a year of hot rodding.
I think they have snow on the ground
now. They got snowmobiles, though.
They do.
Yeah, I think they still hot rod in the snow.
And I think they're convertibles.
The convertible snowmobile.
Snowmobiles.
It's kind of like the motorcycle of snow.
Yeah.
Jet ski of snow.
It is. It's a snow ski.
Yeah, snow ski. Exactly.
It's like a jet snow ski thing.
The old snow ski.
The old snow ski. And then, of course, we have hot rods and happy hours. Legal. Never mind. It throws me off. Okay? I'm a creature of habit. And so now we go down the line, and then they're not here.
It's kind of like a sitting Buick Pontiac GMC truck.
And now it's sitting Buick Pontiac.
No, sitting Buick GMC truck.
Yeah, exactly. Because we don't make Pontiacs no more.
They didn't re-record it. They just cut the word out.
I mean, it's so obvious. Just leave Pontiac in there. Everybody's got the memo.
I know. 10 years. That's 10 years last week, wasn't it?
That's nuts. I mean, it's crazy, dude.
Yeah. That's
no wild. TAs. No Firebirds.
What kind of world? I don't want to live in a world.
I don't want to live in a world without Grand Am's in it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're serious.
But, you know, we're not talking about Grand Am's. We're talking about convertibles. So we're in the 40s. And I want to tell you something about some iconic convertibles. Probably one of my favorite convertibles. Oh, we missed the 30s, too. And I'll tell you another. Probably the most iconic hot rod of all time, the 32 Ford Roadster.
How about the rumble seat, too?
That was a cool one. That's kind of like for people in the back seat to get the convertible experience.
Yeah. And the near-death.
And the falling out of the car experience. Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's kind of like, I always looked at that, the rumble seat is like where people you didn't like sat.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it probably wasn't going to be your best girl.
No, you didn't get back there unless she was back there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? It wouldn't be like, hey, girl, get in the rumble seat. All right, I'm driving. No. Although, that might be why the divorce rates were down back then. Divorce wasn't even a thing.
You just kill her?
No, you didn't.
No.
You don't kill people.
I don't. You said it.
No, I don't know. Some people might have a plan.
No, you said kill. Okay? I just said rumble seats.
Yeah, you said people didn't get divorced because of rumble seats.
I didn't say nothing about killing anybody.
He's meaning because they ain't sitting beside each other.
Exactly.
Oh.
If you ain't got distance, makes the heart grow fonder.
That's true. Okay, that makes more sense.
Because, you know, death is kind of
I misunderstood
severe.
That one. I apologize.
Okay.
Okay. Back to convertibles.
Freaking me out.
That's why you're beside him.
Breezy, you want to switch seats?
No, I do not.
I don't like sitting in the middle.
Apparently he don't like women sitting beside him.
That is not true.
Sure. Excuse me. Slotting over.
That's bad when Rob's got to do the show on my lap.
Hold me.
Save me, Smitty.
He's going to kill you, not me. So anyway, but the rumble seat was a really cool, and that was around just in the 30s. Like I said, we lost that. 39 was the last year for rumble seats, I believe, in the Fords, I know.
It's got to be right there, yeah.
And which you gave up your trunk, which, you know, it opens backwards. Yeah. So you got a little space, but you're going to smush your Fig Newtons with it when you shut it. It ain't nothing worse than smushed Fig Newtons, you know. But then you go into the 40s, and how about the 1944 convertible? Now, that's an iconic car.
Yes, beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful car. I mean, that's just gorgeous. It's art.
And, you know, they carried out pretty much the same until the 49s came out because we had the war. So,
well, you had a 41 Ford. Now, 41 and 40 is totally different car-wise, but after that...
Yeah, it just like the 46 was just like a recontinuation of...
Yeah, of the 42 Ford, you know, which was, you know...
I don't know. In 48, they had one that I think I could have seen Richard driving, the Morris Minor Tourer.
I could see Richard rocking a Morris
Minor. I totally could see him. As I was flipping through some of them, I saw that when I stopped on it because of Richard.
I could see that. I could see that. I could see you being a Morris Minor man.
I don't know why.
Because you like to kill people. That's why.
You like weird stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool.
You rock a rock.
I mean, I'm imagining that thing bad and hunkered down there. And I think she'd look pretty good.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I guess you can put bags on that, could you?
You can put bags on anything.
You can put bags. Josh tried to put bags on me. See me walking around the house.
I've had to do that to a few days. So yeah, quick story. One time, me and a girl I was dating, one time I went out shopping and was going through the checkout line, and the lady asked me, she said, "You need a bag?" I said, "No, she's not that bad." So we're talking about convertibles and
paper or plastic.
paper, plastic, she'll suffocate.
What was she gonna die in a rumble seat?
Getting a convertible. My bag blew off.
Getting a rumble seat.
Getting a rumble seat. That's kind of like the corner, last time out in the car. You get in the rumble seat.
You sit over there and think about what you did.
See, I'd be the kind of guy, I'd order a coupe with a rumble seat.
I could totally see
you. You sit back here and think about what you did, okay? You just think about it.
I don't care if it's raining.
I would drive through a drive-through car wash.
Oh, my gosh.
That would be epic, actually.
And I'm the psycho.
I was about to say, you and Richard need to sit beside each other.
I give him bad ideas. So anyway, so we're rocking into the 50s. And the 50s are some of the most iconic convertibles. And I believe there was more convertibles in the 50s than any decade.
I think you're right. Because at that point, like, convertibles were, like, representing freedom, Americana, status.
Exactly. The big Buicks. Yeah. The big Skylarks.
Yeah.
The Volkswagen Beetle.
You did have the bugs.
Mm-hmm.
1948 was first year for the Beetle.
51.
No, it came.
They made them during the war. Yeah. But as far as civilians go, I don't know, late 40s, early 50s. But I don't think there's a real answer. Like, they just started.
Well, you get a different one all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If you had connections or something with, like, the German military.
You had
during,
to hook up.
During World War II, you could get you a bug.
That's probably bad for business. You know, I don't know if I'd like my neighbor during World War II to be driving a Volkswagen, you know? That'd be bad for business. But anyway, back to convertibles of the 50s. Some of the most iconic 5, 6, 7 Chevrolets.
Mm-hmm.
Love those cars. Those cars are the perfect convertible cars.
And they even though they're a variation of just, you know, the Chevrolet vehicle car of the time, they got so plush. And so, you know, like your car that you bought today, the 150, you're talking about how like Spartan it was inside. You could deck out a 57 convertible.
Oh yeah, you got a 57 Bel Air. This thing's Mac Daddy stuff. I mean, gold grill, gold V emblems.
Absolutely.
Buttons on your seat.
Absolutely. And then you think about like the Bonneville, like 58 Bonneville.
Oh Lord. Yeah. Well, that was a big money car back in the day.
Yeah, that was not a cheap car to buy.
And then the Cadillacs.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Don't forget the Ferraris.
Ferrari was coming through at that time, too.
It was only $14,000 at that time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but keep in mind, $14,000 was like $1.4 million. Yeah. Cash.
It's $4.6 million now.
Yeah. So, I mean... Well,
Could you imagine getting one of those for $14,000 back then, though?
The best... What was it? Somebody financed a house in 1965. They mortgaged a house, and they mortgaged what? It was like $6,500 on a home.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
That's not even a good used car.
Mm-hmm.
No.
That's a house.
Yeah, I want to say my grandparents only paid like $7,000 for theirs.
Yeah, that was way like what a Ferrari would cost. Even some of the big Cadillacs, like the Eldorado convertibles, the hand-built one, whatever that was. I mean, they were like 11.
What was that thing called? I remember it was like the...
57.
But it had four headlights like a 58, remember?
Yeah, yeah. And they were hand-built. They made them a 56 and 57. What's this? Eldorado Biarritz or something?
That's not it. It was something else, though. It was like a...
They were hand-built. I know that. And they were like the most expensive thing in the world or something.
And like... Freaking Frank Sinatra's only one that had one, and Elvis.
Yeah, Elvis had a couple, I think.
He had two, you know, just in case one broke down. Oh, I mean, that's the thing. And then you got, you know, into the 60s, and these convertibles got huge.
Yeah.
Not huge. I mean, they sold a lot of them, too, but they got big.
Yeah, they got physically huge.
Physically huge. Guys, I tell you what's physically hard to take is all these damn commercial breaks every time.
Blame Patrick.
It's Patrick's fault. All right, guys, stay tuned. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts. And, of course, in the studio, as always, we got Smitty and Breezy, our Hot Rod and Happy Couple.
What's popping?
What's good with you?
And then, of course, in the studio, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
What is going on out west in Flagstaff, Arizona?
Flagstaff. That's a good town.
It is, man. It gets cold up there.
That's what I heard.
Which is very un-Arizona-like.
No, it's not very much desert. Well, it does get cold in the desert. I mean,
yeah,
it
that's
happens.
True. That's true. That's
it
true.
Happens. I mean,
you're usually dead before that happens.
The vultures.
Yeah. Snakes.
Rattles. The rattlers.
Oh.
I'm telling you.
It's bad alligators.
Alligators.
Alligators?
You don't have alligators in the desert.
I was about to say, in the desert? Really?
Really, Professor? Are you trying to throw me a farce?
they're called desert gators.
Are you
desert gators?
Desert gators.
Are you spinning me a yarn?
I had a girlfriend that sent me a picture of some skinks, those little snake-like things that have feet. And I was like, yeah, they call those feet snakes. And I texted her that. I'm sitting in my office just laughing. Said they're called feet snakes. And she sends me back a text like, really? I'm like, no.
So you always had a thing for the dumb ones? Hey, don't get me wrong. Kill's a kill. I'm just following. I'm just saying. I mean, you don't want to do any taxes or anything, but no. You know what I'm saying.
No.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with a little dumb every once in a while.
You know.
Ain't got to be like curing cancer or anything. Just... They're fun, you know?
Just enough to get by.
So, convertibles. Convertibles. I mean, you don't want to like remind them to breathe, but much above that, you don't need, you know? It's like, whatever, you know? Sure. Why y'all look at me like that?
Like what?
You look at me like I'm a bad person.
No.
No, not at all.
I mean, it's not like I don't already know it. I'm just saying.
You know, no, I was looking at you like that because I'm like, do I really want to get into this side? Because if I get into this, this is going to be a whole segment about dumb girls, and there's going to be emails.
So we're talking about convertibles. And, you know, so now we're rolling in. Now, but before we get out of the 50s, we got to talk about a certain convertible.
The king of convertibles.
The king of fins.
Without question.
1959 Cadillac Eldorado Baritz.
Hey, you said it right.
You like that, didn't you?
Why didn't you correct us when we've been saying it wrong all night?
Because y'all dumb, and I'm not. That's why.
I didn't say I'm
Rob Pitts, your automotive host with the most / school teacher. I just said I'm Rob Pitts. Do you not listen to the titles?
We were talking about how to pronounce that word.
Rob just sat there just twisting his little fingers. Quiet. He's like, hey, y'all watch this. I'm going to show him how to say it.
You big dummy.
You big dummies.
So, but anyway, but that was a wild convertible.
It was. And
it was gorgeous. And one of the worst selling cars of all time.
It's because it cost more than most people's houses.
Yeah, well, they did. And it cost, hundreds of thousands of dollars to restore today.
Yeah, yeah.
And the 60 was almost just like it. The fins were a little calmer, but virtually the same car.
Yeah, the 59, though, it wasn't even just King of Convertibles. Like, that's America.
You remember that movie with Clint Eastwood and Bernadette Peters? Pink Cadillac was
the name.
I love that movie. Mm-hmm. That one, Clint, before Gran Torino, Clint was still kind of youthful. Yeah. He was spry.
That was his Dirty Harry times.
This was after Every Which Way But Loose.
Mm-hmm, but before Dirty Harry.
Before Gran Torino.
Yeah.
Yeah, before he started doing like boxing movies with chicks in them, like just like regular movies, you know.
Hey, that was an amazing movie.
I'm sure it was.
I loved that. Never seen it?
No, I haven't. You know
why?
It's
a good movie.
Because I don't watch dumb movies. That's why.
No, dude, that right there is an amazing movie.
I gotta go with Smitty on this.
I've never seen it. I don't know.
It's really a good movie.
It is. I watched Karate Kid. You ever seen that one?
Of course. Cobra Kai never die.
Daniel-san wins. I'm just throwing that out there. The crane. Every time.
It's an illegal kick, though.
You paint the fence, crane. They're on the ground.
Wax on, wax off.
Learn how to sweep.
Sweep that floor. So, Daniel-san. So, anyway. So, we're talking about the 59 Cadillac Eldorado Baritz. One of the worst selling cars of all time. And then we roll in the 60s. And these things are getting huge, these cars are.
Yeah, like 20
Buicks,
feet and whatnot.
Chryslers. Plymouth. Now, they were one of the first to make the power tire, right? Was it Chrysler's pre-L or was it?
It was Plymouth.
It was Plymouth.
Plymouth. They did the first motor control top.
First power top.
It's innovation.
That was in 39.
1939. That is innovative.
But you know what? On these big cars, you needed a power top.
Yeah, if you ever put a top down manually, that bow right should be powered. It is not a fun, quick, easy job.
I tell you one that is powered that probably shouldn't be and probably shouldn't even work because it boggles the mind. The retractable hardtop Fords of the 50s.
Sunliners?
Were those sunliners?
Yeah.
But those retractable hardtop cars.
57, 58, and 59.
Exactly.
And, yeah. That,
relays and switches and...
You know, we take that for granted now. You know, cars have it, and like, oh, I push a button, and top goes down, and it's no big deal.
That was a big deal.
That was 60 years ago.
Well, there's cars now that you can drop the top at, what, 30, 35 miles an hour?
Yeah.
That's nuts.
I think it's like an Audi or a Volkswagen. Same difference, but still.
It's crazy.
I remember my Mustang back in the day, my SN95. You had to pull the part brake up.
Yeah.
To make the top work. But see, all you had to do is do one click.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you could roll kind of slow with your top going down.
That must have been new for SN95s because I don't recall my Fox body convertible being quite that fancy. I do remember that even with the power top, like, you had to do a maneuver to close it. Like, I had to stand on the door sill and then lay my body on the roof with my feet sticking out and then close the...
I don't think that's in the owner's manual.
Yeah, no, I didn't tell you how to do it that way.
Something tells me that your roof did not work properly.
I think you're the reason why you had to pull your part brake up in the SN95 to put your top down, because apparently somebody tried it at 30 miles an hour. Why you have to do that?
Yeah, there's no graceful way to do that.
No. It's not good when you say, hey, take that bag off your head, honey. Lay on this top. Help me get this thing down.
Kissing
baby,
across
crawl
the
out
roof.
Of that Rambler seat and get you, up
baby.
Here.
Hey, baby, get up here, push your top down. Hey, put some weight into it. I've seen you eat. You got more than that in you. Come on.
Oh, God.
Don't ever say that to a female, by the way. That's bad. I actually had another really, really bad one that involves convertibles that I will share later. I'm debating. So I'm gonna, over next break, I'm going to run it by you guys first and you like do a dry run.
Yeah, we're going to be real critical of it, I'm sure.
Like, I was scared to do this on YouTube, but it ain't necessarily any dirty words in or anything, so I think it's going to be okay. I think. Maybe.
Yeah.
It's a convertible story.
You're scared to do it on YouTube, but you want to do it on Greenville's radio.
They can't see
World
his face.
Radio.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying.
I mean, the internet's is a thing.
I'm just saying, Bob Jones is just down the street.
We got people living in trees listening to us.
Coconuts.
God.
So.
Shout out to the tree people.
I'm just saying, they're out there. He sent me an email. I'm telling you.
Our one listener in India or Indiana or.
Whatever.
Okay. India something.
IndieWare.
Listen.
There you go, IndieWare.
So. We're talking about 60s convertibles. What's one of your favorite 60s convertible?
Man, not to be cliche, but, you know, the Corvette, the Mustang. I mean, that was such a huge time for automobiles all the way around. And you're not going to make any cool car without offering it as a convertible.
What's the iconic 60s convertible that blows your skirt up, Smitty?
See, that's my problem with convertibles and
stuff. You don't like them.
I'm scared of a fast car with a convertible.
Okay, so stop right there, because one, we got to take a commercial break.
Okay.
Patrick's over here flailing his arms like a girl.
He does that anyway, though.
Well, that's kind of his thing.
Yeah.
But that's a story for another day. But we want to hear about this now. So you have fear of convertible tops. So we're going to look it up online, because you know they got a name for it. Like convophobia or
topophobia.
Something. Topophobia. Guys, stay tuned. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy on. We're talking convertibles.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.